This is VOA News. I'm Alexis Strope. United Nations Secretary General Antonio Guterres, quote, strongly condemned the Russian attack on a Ukrainian village on Thursday, according to UN spokesman Stefan Dujarric. Ukrainian officials said a Russian missile slammed into a cafe and grocery store in a village in northeastern Ukraine on Thursday, killing 51 people as they held a memorial service. Dujarric also said the attack was against international law.
Attacks against civilians and civilian infrastructure are prohibited under international humanitarian law, and they must stop immediately.
It appeared to be one of the biggest civilian death tolls in any single Russian strike. In Syria, health officials say a deadly drone strike hit a packed graduation ceremony for young military officers. AP correspondent Jennifer King reports.
The city health director for Homs, Syria, says more than five dozen civilian and military personnel were killed and three times as many injured in one of the deadliest attacks on the Syrian army in recent years. Multiple hospitals were receiving patients. Syria's military blamed insurgents for the drones laden with explosives that targeted military graduates and their families at the end of a crowded ceremony. This young man's brother was graduating. He says they were taking pictures when he felt fire in his face and everything was ripped apart. Following the attack, government forces shelled villages in the rebel-held northwest. The Syrian government announced a three-day state of mourning starting on Friday. I'm Jennifer King.
Rescue workers are searching for nearly 100 people after flash floods triggered by a sudden heavy rainfall swamped several towns in northeastern India, killing at least 18 people. The Sikkim State Disaster Management Authority said that more than 2,000 people were rescued after Wednesday's floods, adding that state authorities set up 26 relief camps for more than 22,000 people impacted by the floods. 18 bodies have been found so far, said Vinay Bhushan Patak, the top state bureaucrat. For additional stories, visit VOA.